This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. About 3,000 Kaiser Permanente employees, about half its Colorado workforce, plan to announce later today whether they'll go on strike at the end of the month. Technicians and support staff are voting through this afternoon. The potential strike would only happen if workers can't reach a deal with management before their current contract expires. That deadline is coming up at the end of September. A yes vote would allow a bargaining committee to call a strike for up to 2 weeks. Staffing levels and pay are key issues in negotiations. Monday is Labor Day, and Colorado has a special relationship with the September holiday. Here's CPR's Elaine Tassie.
Labor Day became a federal holiday in 1894, but Colorado began acknowledging it years before. This is CU Boulder Law School professor Ahmed White.
It was already by then a holiday at the state level in about 30 states. Colorado was the second state in 1886, before it was a holiday anywhere except in Oregon.
He said the holiday used to be known both for picnics, since the weather was usually nice, as well as parades, celebrating and organized by laborers. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
A man is dead after his glider crashed in Larimer County Thursday afternoon. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office, the Federal Aviation Administration, and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating what happened. Authorities say the aircraft went down on private property south of the Soapstone Prairie Natural Area. The pilot was the only person on the fixed-wing, single-seat glider. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.